this holiday season. How many of you are excited? Oh, that's so lame. That is so lame. So lame. How many of you are excited? Yes. So the title of this message, and it's pretty much more of a talk instead of a preaching type thing, it's a talk because I just want to have a good conversation with you. Passing out blessings. And so I want us to kind of look at this as a way of approaching this season differently. And if I can fully articulate it, then hopefully we'll go into this in a posture of really filled with joy and bliss. So a couple of things I want you to remember. The first thing is pass out blessings. So I'm going to ask you to talk to me. So what's the first thing I want you to remember?
Pass out blessings.
Amen. So we just came off this blessed Thanksgiving season, Thanksgiving week, and we ate a lot. How many of y'all are looking at Weight Watchers? You know they have this special that they're doing. And you can actually do it free for like 3 months. Oprah Winfrey is promoting that, and she's going to pay for you to go 3 months. So this Thanksgiving time that we had, and even if things did not go as we anticipate, you know, you go with family, and some families are, like, just great. They're awesome. And then you have some of those families, they are not awesome. You know they are not awesome. You don't want to be with them, and you try to pretend like you're going to smile, and you try to act like you love the food, and you know it doesn't taste well. But you are connecting because that is Thanksgiving, and that's a time to be with your family. So even if you had one of those type Thanksgivings, it was still a blessing. Because granted, as we look at it, this is a time that we get an opportunity to celebrate. There are many people who did not wake up this morning. There are many people who did not have families that they could go to, even with the sour macaroni and cheese, which is what I experienced this past Thanksgiving. Sour macaroni and cheese. Anyhow. So this season is to reflect on the joy of the Savior's birth and the gift that we have in Jesus Christ. This is what we're talking about, blessing. So the first thing is that we're passing out. And when we stop to look at the things, we then can say that we are truly blessed. It doesn't matter how we feel. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We are blessed. And so we enter into this holiday season in a posture that I am not only blessed, but I am now going to pass out blessings. Luke 2:11 says, "For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:11, "For unto us when this day is born who? A Savior. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord." God gave his only son. That was the greatest gift that he could give. This was a huge blessing. And he gave his only son to us, to me, to you, to this world. "For unto us this day in the city of David, a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord." And this song, "Joy to the World, the Lord is come," da 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 da. And then it says, "Let earth receive her king." We're blessed. God gave us God's best. His baby, which is our Savior, which is our King. So as this season, we take the position now that I have been so richly blessed that now I in turn become a blessing. And I then pass out blessings. I went through a collection of children's letters that they wrote to Santa Claus. And Santa Claus is real. That's not heresy. Especially to a 3-year-old. Santa Claus is real, right? Okay. So I came across that, just in case any kids are in here, Santa Claus, the letters that the children wrote to Santa Claus. Some of them were pretty good, and one said, "Dear Santa, you did not bring me anything last year. The year before that, you didn't bring me anything good. And the year before that, you really didn't bring me anything good. Would you just please get it right this time? This is your last chance." Signed, Ted. And then a favorite that I like was, "Dear Santa, I want you to know that in our house there are 3 little boys. We all live together. There's Jeffrey, he is 2. Then there is David, he's 4. And then there is Norman, he is 7. Jeffrey is good some of the time. David is good almost none of the time. But Norman, oh, he's a good, good, good boy. He's good all of the time. I want you to know, Santa, I am Norman." You see, the focus we have a lot is on the gift giving. And so we still keep that focus that we can give gifts. But we want to make a difference in the lives of others with the type of gifts that we give. So, participation. If you could describe Christmas in one word, what would you say?
Joy.
What else? Huh? Jesus. Who else? Who? Crazy. Who said crazy? All right, there you go. Somebody else? Family. Who else? Home. Who said home? Somebody said home? Home. Hallelujah. Who said hallelujah over there? Hallelujah. I'm pulling because y'all are like, home. Well, she said home last. Family. I'm trying to hear.
Family.
What else? I'm looking for one word. Holy. What else?
Love.
Love. What else?
Jesus.
What else?
Celebration.
What else?
Peace.
What else?
Wesley.
Blessings. Yes. What else? I thought he said Wesley. I was like, oh, Lord, I thought this was contemporary. This is not supposed to be all tradition. But what about busy? Who said amen? Who was that? That amen person. Busy. I heard giving. Yes.
Cooking.
Oh, my God. What about frustrating? What about aggravating?
Costly.
There you go.
Snow,
yes. Just not here in Florida. I would love a white Christmas. So see, the point is that we have Christmas, this holiday season, and we approach it from different angles. All of us approach it from different angles. Some folks use the words when they did a survey that although we're here in church and you said some of those good things, but a lot of people say Christmas is a major headache. Christmas is full of empty gifts. Christmas is busy. Christmas is bothersome. And then some other people said Christmas is just another day. Others said, Christmas is my day off. One said, it's just a little bit too expensive and a whole lot of trouble. And I could go on and on. But when you listen to these words, you see that the focus is different. I simply love Christmas. I love Christmas. But I just don't love Christmas because of all the bliss. I focus on the celebration of the birth of the Lord, our Savior, the King that God gave to us. That is the focus. And if we narrow down that focus, then we can approach it, even with all the busyness and the bothersome and the expenses of it and the people, if we focus on it, then we can approach it with joy. How sad that even some Christians approach it this way. That this greatest gift, a gift, this original purpose that brings so much joy and so much hope and so much peace can be crowded out by the little idiosyncrasies that we sometimes allow to happen. I would like to suggest to all of us that we begin this season with joy. How many of you have already put up your Christmas trees? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many of you are already starting to play music? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many of you have already decorated everything? Pretty much. How many of you are going home to finish decorating before December 1? How many of you have already received your list from your child or children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren? And they're so good. Now, my nephew, he sent me a text. This is what I want. We've already entered into the season. We just haven't got deep into it. So there are some things that I want us to look at in terms of this. Joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. No matter what else happens, we will approach it with joy. There are three places I want us to look at. One is Jesus, and that's the J in joy. Joy is the blessing. So if we focus on Jesus, Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, if we approach it with joy and that J, and we put Jesus there, and we focus on Jesus, and we focus on the fact that Jesus, this baby, our King, is the reason for the season, then we don't have to worry about a lot of that other stuff. Jesus really is the reason for this season. This is why we celebrate. And sure, I like gifts, but it's not my birthday, nor is it yours. Unless you really are born on the 25th. Bill, happy birthday to Bill early. The more we take it from a cliche-ist approach and look at it as this baby Jesus that God gave to us, not only was it a baby Jesus, but that this Jesus came and lived, died on a cross, rose from the dead, and now lives in us. We can pass out the blessings of joy by just passing out a little bit of Jesus to everyone we come in contact with. And during this season, do you know that people are nicer to you? People let you in line. People do different things. Here's your opportunity to witness. Even if you just say, Jesus is the reason for the season. Bam. You just witnessed right there. The next thing I want us to focus on is the O. Focus on others. How do we focus on others? This is also one of the saddest times for people. Those who have lost loved ones, those who are in the midst of divorce, those who are grieving for different reasons, health challenges, those who are empty nesters, those who have health challenges. Do you know that the suicide rate rises in this holiday season? But if we take the position that we are going to pass out blessings, we're going to spread a little bit of Jesus on every person that we meet and give them the joy and focus in on making a difference in their lives. How do we make a difference? Just a little bit of time. Think of those people in your life that you know just need a little bit of your attention. What about sending not a text like my nephew, but a handwritten letter? What about if you know how to cook, you bake some cookies for Aunt Mary or Aunt Susie or some the person who doesn't have anybody? And what about like on Christmas Eve when those empty nesters or a person who lost their spouse, that they have to go back home after these services to that empty space, that we reach out in a different way? Focus. What about those parents who are taking care of little kids and who needs a break? Somebody caught that. I'll babysit for a day. I'll send the whole bag and everything else too. But the thing is, if we focus on others, we are passing out blessings. And the last point, why? That's the why in joy. This blessing of gift giving. Focus on yourself. Now, that almost sounds like a double conundrum, focus on others and then focus on yourself, but this is where this comes in. Attitude is not automatic. We have to be intentional about how we approach things. We have to be intentional about our thoughts. We have to be intentional about the words that we speak. Intentional about the things that we allow in our ears. Intentional about the relationships that we allow to get close to us. Because if we are going to be conduits of joy and passing out blessings, then we first have to put ourselves in the posture where the Holy Spirit can reign in our lives. You know what that looks like. When you want to say something and you stop. Because it's not going to edify God and it's not going to edify the other person. When you need to take a break because you have been so busy, you have been shopping, and you have been doing those things, and you pull back long enough to say, I'm going to spend some time in meditation and quiet and devotion and just give myself unto the Lord. Worshiping, preparing, mindsets, attitudes, so that we can experience the joy of this season as well. So as we approach this season, we are approaching it in a different posture, hopefully, that one, we are going to pass out blessings. And what is the blessing? Joy. Doesn't matter whatever else is going on, because we take the position and the posture to pass out Jesus. Sprinkle a little bit of Jesus everywhere you go. Focus on others. Make a difference. It's not so much about the gifts. It's making a difference in the life of somebody else. And focusing on ourselves, the why. Because our attitude will determine everything else. Don't let the biggies get us down. The busyness, that's a big one. The other biggie, unforgiveness, whoa, that's a big one during this time. The other biggie, despair and grief, that's a biggie. They're going to come up. I warn you, they are going to come up. They will show themselves, but we're entering in focusing differently. So I'm going to help you to remember. For unto us this day in the city of David, who was born? A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this Christ has become who? King. And what do? We receive the King. Joy to the world. So let us go out there and pass out the blessing of joy. Let's pray. Oh God, in this season, it is difficult sometimes to remember that Jesus really is the reason for the season, with children and expectations and holiday activities and parties and people and gifts and credit cards and life. Help us to enter this time keeping you the center and the focus, of knowing that we can pass out blessings because we have received the greatest gift that we could ever receive in Jesus, that Savior that was born on Christmas Day. Help us to remember to pass out joy, to focus on others, and to keep ourselves in a position and an attitude that is filled with joy. In Jesus' name, amen.